Hey guys, Kevin here. Welcome to the first ever episode of Table Talk, the podcast about nothing. Basically, me and my friends Matt and Alex, we normally make sketch comedy videos, but we decided to switch things up and, you know, venture into the podcasting universe. There are a lot of different podcasts that we listen to and really enjoy, so we kind of thought we'd just give it a shot. In today's episode, we talk about Matt's health, roller coasters, and if you tune in until the very end, you'll hear a brief yet beautiful rendition of Maneater. A quick disclaimer, right before we recorded this, we could not figure out what was wrong with Matt's mic, so Matt and Alex actually had to share a mic, so their volume on their mic is kind of low. Just bear with us, we promise it'll be fixed by the next episode. But yeah, we had fun recording it, and we hope you guys have fun listening to it, so enjoy. So, Matt, you're back from the hospital.
Universal was fun.
No.
Dude,
fuck Universal. I don't care about our trip. Right now, I want to hear about you in the hospital. That's what I want to hear about. That's what the audience, that's what they came to listen to.
Oh, my God. So, for those of you who don't know, I have heart palpitations. The end.
What's that? Emperor Palpatine? You're fucking Star Wars
Holy
nerd.
Shit! It's Chancellor Palpatine, you fucking idiot. It's Emperor Sidious. Holy fucking shit, you're
How
an
did
idiot.
I become the nerd
you're
so quickly?
Idiot. Wow.
So what?
So I went to the doctor because I'm having heart palpitations.
Okay.
Went to the ER to be more specific.
Sure.
Okay, just don't fucking...
No, sorry, I'm just trying to, like an active listening thing. So
I get
you. Right,
get
of
you.
Course.
Yeah.
Sure.
God fucking damn.
Go on.
Go to the ER, and I say, I have chest pains. Everybody starts flipping the shit. I'm not kidding. Apparently, if you have chest pains, you have to go to the ER, and people will, like, flip their shit. Because they're like, if you have chest pains, you have to go to the ER immediately. Because that could literally be a heart attack or something.
I guess. So, is that possible, though, at our age?
I don't fucking know.
100% yes.
Is it?
Yes, 100%. I do know.
Huh. Why would you not be able to have a heart attack on your age?
I don't.
Sure you can have a heart attack at any.
Okay,
age.
Whatever.
Kevin, you should have had. Seven
you know what?
Heart
I'm editing that
now.
Out. That part is coming out.
So yeah, I go and say I've been having chest pains, and they said, chest. Are you want to go in now? Do you have an appointment? I'm like, no, I just have chest pains. They're like, okay, sign here. And I'm like, whatever. And I sign a thing. They strap the wristband on me.
Jeez.
Which, side note,
they lock me into a chamber of
they
sorts.
They need to tighten those wristbands because I could just slip it off. I don't know what that is.
Are you concerned with that?
I don't know. Aren't those so like, if isn't it like if you're not wearing one, by the time you leave the building, your head explodes or something?
Something like
that,
I think.
Like a whole Running Man.
Sure.
Forte? Yeah. So they get me into a room. They ask me about, you know, what's wrong. I don't have time to tell them everything that's wrong with me because I don't want to be there all day.
No one does. Sure.
Yeah. I said, first things first, chest pains. I feel tight in the chest. Heart hurts. Second of all, my back hurts in the mornings. You know, they're like, don't worry about that. And I'm like, fuck.
And third, I have a hankering for chocolate a lot.
Yeah.
I have a sweet tooth.
And third, I have a horrible cyst on my genital. And they're like, okay. They're like, okay, but sir, we call it an abscess. And I'm like, all right. I have a horrible abscess posturing from my chest. Turns out it's fine. Not horrible. Not
it's
even
normal.
Cyst.
You're,
not,
it's healthy.
It's
You're healthy.
Just, it's nothing.
Well, but, the dick part is healthy anyway.
Yeah. The cyst, whatever that is fine. The dick is mangled.
Yeah, sorry.
They said whatever is wrong with me, it's not the little bump. It's the entire dick. It's
sorry, let
bad.
Me just read... let me just read your text to me. I sent you on Sunday. Hey, you okay today, dude? You responded, yesterday at 11:32 a.m., just got a dick check. Now they're going to tell me if my heart will explode. Then Doc said the cyst was the only normal thing about my mangled penis.
Wasn't Doc Brown.
A subsequent a snap of you in a gurney with the caption, "Just got a dick check." You already said that.
Yeah, but it didn't go through. Anyway, so I got in that. I stripped down to my skibbies. You know, got into the.
I'm sorry. You just have such an infinite vocabulary of the most. I feel like you would be a better Urban Dictionary than Urban Dictionary.
I don't know what half the words you just said to me mean, but I'm going to keep going with my story and just allude to sure. the fact of what you were talking about. Skipped out of my skibbies. I got in the little thing. I get my bed. The doctor, why is it that penis doctors, like the doctors who...
I don't think they're called penis doctors. I'm pretty sure they're just
genital
doctors.
Why?
Specialize in penises.
They might, because they always bring in a separate person. If you have penis or vagina, ladies, problems, then, you know, they gotta get somebody else to come and look. Shut up. Anyway, they get the penis doctor, right? Genital doctor, sorry. They get
whatever.
The genital doctor okay. to come in. Every genital doctor I've ever dealt with, they're a fucking goof. Why?
You mean they come in with a clown nose and start tap dancing?
Alex, you've had your penis looked at before.
Correct, I have.
What? No.
I think I'm the only one who has never got...
Apparently Kevin's has never gotten a physical before.
Maybe really? Maybe when I was younger.
Doesn't count.
Yeah. I'm dying.
Yep. I don't think people understand. He doesn't eat anything besides... "Quote unquote Kevin Sandwich."
Hey, no.
And
fast
food and cookies.
Fucking cookies, dude. That's all I need. That's
only
my sustenance.
Chocolate chip.
This is a conversation for another time. All right, let's just finish this.
So the
finish
general
this.
Doctor, every general doctor I've ever had tries to be wacky. He's like, "Hey yo, how you doing?" and shit like that. I'm like, "Sir, you're about to."
He says
to look
this as he's tossing
yeah,
your dick.
I'm like, "Dude, you're about to play with my dick and balls. Could you not try to spin me off a fucking clown routine?"
Oh, God.
He's like, "So let's see what the damage is." And I'm like, "God damn it." And yeah, he said it's fine. You know, he said if he was like, "You know, if I were to cut that open with a scalpel, some white shit would come out, but that'll go away." And I'm like, "I didn't need to know that."
So he didn't do anything, basically.
Get off of my dick for a second.
Now, hang on, I'm really curious.
And metaphorically.
Yeah.
So.
Because we're literally on your penis right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. This is actually kind of uncomfortable. Let me set up.
Yeah, so anyway, the dick's fine. I mean, other than the mangled part, but yeah, it's fine.
And your health in general, you don't have 2 weeks to live?
I might.
So it sounds like this visit to the doctor was virtually pointless because he didn't do shit. He gave you a diagnosis, kind of.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. No idea. I think that's a plane going by.
Right. So anyway, guy comes in. And says, "So what seems to be the problem?" Well, I'm like, "You should know by now. You coming into this room, you know what my problem is. I'm having heart palpitations. My heart hurts. Mm-hmm. Chest hurts." He's like, "All right, well, we're going to go get some x-rays done." I'm like, "Why'd you ask then?" But he pulls up the thing on the bed. I'm about to get off of the bed. And then he's like, "Oh, did you want to walk? Are you okay to walk?" And I said, "No."
And I'm winked
okay.
at him.
No, I'm not okay to walk. I lied down in the bed and he pushed me out and I got rolled around at a hospital on a bed. It was a dream come true.
When you didn't need to.
Didn't need
you
to.
You were taking...
As we passed by the rooms, I saw people who needed beds.
You were taking...
advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of elderly.
I guess. They weren't elderly. They were just
dying. Sorry, just sick. Yeah. Sorry, just fatal
guy with,
illness.
Like, a nail in his head.
Okay.
Anyway. So, yeah, we go, get an x-ray.
I'm sorry, I'm just imagining an old crotchety woman crawling on the floor because she can't have a rolling bed.
She wasn't
but...
crawling, she had a wheelchair. It was broken, though.
So she did have to walk, nonetheless. She did have to walk.
So, yeah, got the x-ray, got back, fell asleep for like 20 minutes. They came back, they told me So your chest is fine. Nothing wrong with that. Your heart's fine.
Was there no explanation as to
Here's the explanation. So a while back, you remember the pills I was taking, you know?
Yeah, Oxycontin.
Yeah. No, you remember those pills I was taking that one night I was at your house and I had to take that pill?
Oh, yeah, right. So for the skin? For like...
Yeah. No, here's the thing. My pharmacist gave me the wrong pills. Pharmacist gave me muscle relaxers instead of the thing I was supposed to take.
Really?
Yeah. And I had muscle relaxers. It gave me cramps in my chest and tightened my chest. So, that's the issue. And what's happening is I haven't taken those in a while because I realized they were muscle relaxers after taking like 10 of them.
And so, at once.
Instead of taking one a day for 90 a day, so why don't I just take
just get them over day, with. 90 a day. Get them over with day, all in one sitting and then you don't have to worry about it.
But no. So what's happening is I'm having withdrawals from muscle relaxers.
This is so fucking weird. This is
bizarre, right?
Sorry, if...
They gave me pills to, like, slow down the process.
To give people a visual, we're getting off the bus from our trip to Universal in Orlando, and Matt's, like, sitting on the fucking bus clutching his heart like he's seconds away from dying.
Let me tell you something, Kevin. I don't remember that bus ride.
You don't remember any of it?
I remember getting on the bus.
Do you remember watching Iron Giant?
Yeah, I watched Iron Giant. I was talking to you about shit. I fell asleep, blank. I was in my car going home.
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
That doesn't surprise me.
What happened?
You looked super fucking faded in the band room.
Faded.
Oh, blazing.
All right, so what happened was Matt's laying there alone, and he's clutching his chest, as Kevin said, and he can't breathe or talk. And I see Matt out of the corner of my eye on my way off the bus, and I'm like, oh, Matt, are you okay? And Matt, being his goofy self, is just not breathing. He's just like, I can't breathe.
Oh, that's so, that's so goofy of him.
And I was like, Matt, are you playing with me? And he was like, no, dude, seriously, I don't feel good. And I was like, wait, seriously, Matt, are you kidding or not? I can't tell right now. And he was just like, I'll be fine. My chest doesn't work right now.
So I remember we were talking about stuff before. And I think I had like a dream or something, but I don't remember.
Oh, we were talking about how you have night terrors.
Yeah, I don't remember.
We were talking about how you have night terrors and a little bit of insomnia.
Sleep paralysis
as well.
I'm fucking gonna die.
No, wait, but I could totally relate to that. But you have trouble sleeping as well, right?
Well, he was talking more about sleep paralysis, which I guess is like when you're just in bed and you're thinking, but you can't move?
You can't move, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Your brain's weird. Awake, your body's
I'm so
asleep.
Glad I don't have that shit.
So yeah,
sleep like a baby.
That might have happened. I don't remember. I don't remember shit about that bus ride.
Yeah, we talked for quite a while.
I have recollection of talking to you.
You actually, you confessed your love to me.
I take it back.
What?
Anyway, fuck. So are we done? My heart's fine, or I'm gonna die. I don't know. The end.
The fuck. End.
I don't hear you ever fucking complaining about your shitty health issues.
The funny part is, before we were at Universal, he was like, man, my heart really hurts, and I probably shouldn't ride any roller coasters.
I rode as much roller coasters.
Why?
So we get there, and
bad mistake, like, right off the bat.
Rocket's right there. We should definitely ride that. And for you guys that don't know, Rocket is... Pretty intense roller coaster.
Ride at Universal where you play music. Of course, I was singing to the music the whole time, which didn't help.
I would.
Oh yeah, you should have seen the front facing cam on that because they have a.
Oh yeah, they record it. Did you purchase it? Did you buy it?
No, we should have because Sabotage was playing and Matt was yelling Sabotage through the whole song. He was singing it. Wait, it was engraved in his head, and then on top of that, halfway through, he just starts clutching his chest. Convinced he was about to die. Funniest part about that is I'm in the seat in front of him with music blasting and an entire cart filled with people yelling on the top of their lungs, and I can still hear Matt behind me going, Ow! My chest! I'm gonna die. I'm gonna fucking die. Oh my god, it's a mirage. Sabotage! Ow, that's what's going on in the cart behind me.
How does it... So, is it just like each individual person chooses a song that they want to listen to?
Yeah, my heart was
all right.
Don't worry about it.
Oh no, I've moved on.
Yeah.
So you both can listen to it at the same time?
Yeah, it plays music in your car.
Just one person. But you both chose the same song.
No.
I believe so.
We chose the same song.
But it wasn't playing at the same time?
Yes, it was playing at the same time.
All right.
But like, you choose whatever song you want.
Right.
The thing is, it'll give you the genres, you pick the genre, then it'll give you like 10 songs from that genre. I was lucky enough to find Sabotage, but like if it weren't there, I'd have to go with like, all right, fucking butt rock, Limp Bizkit.
I guess Cotton Eye Joe it is.
Anyway, I wrote Hulk. Hulk was totally fine. Heart didn't hurt at all. You're a pussy. Why didn't you write it?
I'm convinced Hulk is a lot easier than Rocket.
Yeah.
Despite what people say.
You know, the thing is, I think they were both equally fun. Maybe Rocket a little bit better just because of the music. They're both equally fun. Hulk was just not as bad on my heart. So you're a bitch.
It's faster, but like,
there's no big drop, which I fucking hate drops.
Yeah.
I like the drops.
The drops are the lamest part.
I like the drops.
Drops are lame because
really
it's just
like
the boring
drops.
Part. You're like, all right, this is not going to be fun.
So you should have written Rocket. It has a great drop.
Yeah. I know. I should have.
Yeah.
I wasn't What's feeling wrong? Good either, though.
Matt was having heart palpitations.
Oh, fuck you. I had a very bad headache. All right.
Ooh, I had a headache. It said in every single line, people with heart conditions should not ride it.
Yeah.
I said, that's not me.
Or
also said people with interesting body shapes probably won't be allowed on the ride.
Yeah,
so
they
probably
said
shouldn't
people,
ride it either.
The Hulk line said, people with distinct body shapes.
Yeah.
I'm like, so fat ass.
Anyone who has gone to the to visit the doctor in the past 6 months.
No, it wasn't just distinct. It was like parallel body dysmorphia, whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
if you're the elephant man, you can't go on. You're not admitted.
I'd be pissed if I had elephantitis. But shit, yeah. Universal was great, dude. I don't even care if my heart hurt through the first half of the day.
Simpsons
Place. Fucking great. I had a flaming Mo.
I'm sorry. Matt hasn't heard the story. So Alex went to the opening of the Simpsons ride. This was years ago.
Wait, Matt hasn't heard this?
I've not heard this.
I just mentioned it to him casually the other day when we were in the park. Alex went to the opening, right? And Matt Groening, the creator of the Simpsons. That's how you pronounce it. I swear to God.
He doesn't even know.
It looks like
Matt
Groening.
Groening doesn't even know.
It looks like Groening, but it is Groening,
I
believe. Groening. But, so he was there doing a signing or something?
Yeah.
He signed your hand?
How old were you?
I was in fifth grade.
Did you even know what The Simpsons was in fifth grade?
I did. Did not really care.
I would have flipped my ass, dude. I would have fucking loved to get my dick signed by Matt.
What's
Groening.
He look like?
Matt Groening? He looks like...
I know what he looks like. It's a fucking test.
Wait, what?
What did he look like?
Oh, okay, yeah.
He just looked like a brunette guy to me.
I'm sorry, it's kind of,
Yeah, 8 years ago, his hair was darker.
It's kind of difficult to imagine this actually happening, because you told me this in middle school, and you would lie to me virtually every other day.
I lie to you literally every single day now.
I know, but I never believe you, because you're a lying sack of shit, but I had... But for some reason, I had some ridiculous amount of faith in Alex...
All right.
Don't avoid the fact that you lied to me a lot, by the way. You're a fucking liar.
I did lie to him a lot. I'm not going to lie.
Well, and it's like, I'm not even that, like, gullible or naive.
Yes,
I
no,
know.
He is very
gullible.
Fuck you, all right?
No, wait, let's tell him the story about the hat.
No.
Yes.
What hat?
All right, so.
Was this when we were filming the Breaking Bad parody?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
I don't even remember this. So it obviously
did
not mean that.
Hey, guys, we got 2 minutes,
by the by. All right.
All right.
Let's get quick with this.
House. Last year, we were filming a Breaking Bad parody, and...
What was it? Selling's Bad?
Yeah.
Selling's Bad.
And Kevin had this derby hat prop, right?
It was like a bowler hat.
I had the Walter White hat, right?
Yeah.
And I thought it'd be funny if I was like, hey, Kevin, let me borrow this. Let me take it. And he was like, no, don't do that. Well, I took it, and... Then when we
you had it throughout the day.
Oh, yeah. This was like, yeah, this was after our TV production period. This
Correct.
Was like through the rest of the school day.
Uh-huh. And then,
so, yeah,
I
don't know
school,
why I let you do that.
And he's like, hey, so where's my hat? And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. Got that taken away, bud.
You what said you got it taken away by a teacher?
I confronted Alex, and we were just talking about, God, it's so funny to see Kevin angry.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so hilarious. Because you're like, dude, don't fucking do it. It's great. So I said, dude, what do we do? And Alex is like, dude, what if I hid this hat and told him we got it taken away from me? And so we did that. He said, I don't know, dude, I had it out in my class or whatever.
I had it on, and the teacher told me to take it off, and I was like, it's just a hat. And then she's like, fine, it's just a hat. Give it to me.
Yeah. Kevin was so livid.
I imagine it probably was pretty livid, because that's like, the hat was like essential.
Fucking idiot, dude.
The hat is essential to the video.
Yeah, quote unquote. Dude, you are the biggest fucking idiot ever, dude. Oh my
Your
god.
Ass. It's just a hat.
Get the fucking hat back. We need that.
No, okay. It is kind of coming back to me a little bit.
Is that it?
I don't know if that was necessarily the most angriest you've seen me. I feel like you've seen me angrier.
Me?
You've seen me the most stressed out I've ever been.
Yeah,
which was when we were fucking doing the academic integrity PSA.
But we don't have time for that story because we have like a minute left.
Oh, Jesus.
He was stressed out because an SD card wasn't working.
Now we'll save that one.
Several SD cards. That's for the next episode.
Fuck it. I'm outie.
All right.
That's what we have for you today.
We're going to wrap this one up, everybody.
All right.
Love you.
It's a great night, folks. Hell of a day in the neighborhood. Turn it up!
Oh, here she comes. Watch out for she'll chew you up. All right, next time.
Here she comes. She's a man eater.